is the morning wave.
God, it's looking really nice, I thought.
Lots and lots of sunshine, not a lot of wind. Hopefully it'll warm up out there pretty quickly. Stray shower just possible this afternoon. High today 65, partly sunny for tomorrow. Right now, they're 49 at Red Mill and a chilly 46 in Williamsburg.
Bad crash now on the west. I'm Kimmy Stevens with up-to-the-minute traffic, 92.9 The Wave.
You can live off.
Call today.
The Wave. So, you know, food is one of our big things that we like to talk about. And if you open your refrigerator at home, what's the one thing that would jump out there that you'd say, this has always got to be some of this in my fridge?
For me, it is creme brulee coffee creamer. Uh-huh. Always a couple of bottles of that. And some sort of cheese. We have a cheese drawer, and it's always full.
Uh-huh.
It's always got, like, cheddars and goudas and blue cheeses and stuff like that. It's always there. It's always stocked.
What do you have, taco stuff, Paul?
I always have a big jar of Tostitos queso dip.
Uh-huh. Is that good? Do you
it's fine.
Okay, you heat it up in the microwave.
It's easy for a snack.
Okay,
in bed.
Gross.
But
nacho cheese in bed.
Let's not go there again.
Ugh. All right.
But it's I always have to have it.
Yeah, okay. We're a little more simple and straight ahead at my house. Milk.
No.
Milk
has to be because she has a bowl of cereal.
All right, settle down.
Yeah, she has a bowl of cereal.
Okay.
And then when I'm home on weekends, I also have cereal.
So you always got to have milk.
Good. One of those blue cartons of 2% non-fat or something.
That's the kind we get, too, the blue 2.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yep.
What is it, lactate or what is that stuff
called? No, we get actual milk.
Yeah, okay.
So what's always in your fridge? Always has to be in your fridge for your family. Maybe it's something specific that kind of sets you guys apart a little bit, right? 499-9290. Broadcasting
from the A1 American Services Studios.
A1 American Plumbing and Heating, your air conditioning tune-up and repair specialist. This is 92.9
The Wave.
92.9 The Wave, 60-second news splash.
Good morning, mostly sunny skies, and that is your 60-second news splash on 92.9 The Wave.
Not good if you're trying to take the Midtown Tunnel from Portsmouth and Churchland. I'm Kimmy Stevens with up-to-the-minute traffic, 92.9 The Wave.
Hard water. 4-9.
And it's 52 degrees Lynn Haven, 48 degrees in Yorktown.
WBW, South Virginia Beach. 92.9 The Wave and the Morning Wave with Jennifer Roberts, Paul McCoy, and Dick Lamb. So, all right, I'm thinking again about my refrigerator and what has to be in there. Milk is one of them because we have a bunch of cereal. But how about stuffed olives? And olives are one thing that never go bad. You know that?
I
got olives have been in there since World War II.
You know, very, very rarely we bought a jar of olives. I can't stand them, but the husband and kids, they're okay with it, right? So here's what we do. They open the bottle, they have two, they put it in there, and then like 6 months later we throw it away.
Oh.
It looks gross. It's like it's cloudy.
I got stuffed olives. You know?
You don't have to have those in there.
Yeah, you do. You gotta have some.
So what do you have to have in the fridge?
Sweet tea and unsweet tea. You know, take my fork, just reach out there and, you know, take a bite and, you know,
that's funny.
Go ahead and...
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Casey White, driver of the 92.9 The Wave late model stock car at Langley Speedway. You're listening to the greatest hits.
It's the morning wave. We're discussing things that you have to have in your fridge. Things that you have to have in your refrigerator.
Always there.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
How about you?
Good morning.
Hey.
Things that are always in my refrigerator?
Yeah.
Sure, Brenda.
All right, thank you.
I think she's ready for the morning wave. That's why those things are in her fridge.
We'll descend upon her kitchen and have a fantastic breakfast. She'll be like, what are y'all doing here?
Right.